Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadam Klal Samaches, and we're learning Siman Chof, and we mentioned from the Sefer Shomer Mitzvah, which raises the question of how do we understand this Gemara in Menachos, which seems to require put some level of responsibility upon a person to seek out opportunities to do mitzvahs. How far do we take this example? There is a mitzvah pinyan petach hamor. A person has a chamor, and the firstborn is. If it's a male firstborn, so there's a mitzvah to put that this firstborn donkey with a seh and give the seh to a kohen. It's a mitzvah which is uncommon. Theoretically, if a person owns, should possibly go out and buy a chamor to be able to get the opportunity to do the mitzvah pinyan petach chamor. So does this apply in this concept or not? So we raised the question before, does one have to go out and buy a talus? So according to the ones who do not have to go out and buy a talus, obviously, a person does not have to go out and buy a chamor in order to be able to do the mitzvah of pinyan petach chamor. But according to the opinion of Tosis, that Tosis says that one should have to go out and buy a chamor, so arguably one should maybe be required to go out and... So the person has to buy a talus. So arguably, one should have to go out and buy a chamor as well. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Chav Dalet that seems to follow the opinion of the Rishonim, which one is not mechuyev to go out and get a talus, but if one has a talus, one should make sure that you get opportunities to wear it, and how does a bag out of four corners, but one is not mechuyev to go out and buy one. Again, if a person wants to, obviously that's a beautiful thing, and we wear a bag out of a talus for the purpose of tefillah. It shows the cheshivas of tefillah. It's a bag which is used for tefillah, dalet kanfis, tzitzis, etc. But a chi of gomer to purchase one, we cannot say that one has. Going back to our question in regards to the opportunity to bench. So what is the issue over here? What exactly is wrong about this idea that the person is doing? So Rashi says that Rav Katina was wearing begonim, which Madafka were not. They were rounded. He was wearing begonim, which Madafka not chayv and tzitzis. But the fact that he was going out of his way to Badafka not do the mitzvah, and that would be inappropriate. But in a case where a person just happens to not do the mitzvah, that's not the punishment. It's the action of avoiding the mitzvah which is inappropriate. So now, that in a case where a person is not in the mood of benching, washing, and eating bread, he's not in the mood of eating bread, so then we can't say that the person is faulted by avoiding benching. He doesn't want to eat bread. We said, well, you could have eaten bread and got a mitzvah. Well, I don't want to eat bread. I'm not mechuyev to do that. That's not what the Gemara is saying. However, in a scenario where a person really would like to eat bread, he says, you know, I don't like the tircha of benching, so I'm going to go out of my way, but dafka not to eat bread to avoid the tircha of benching. So based on what we're saying, that would be inappropriate. There is an argument. He quotes an argument from the Beis Halevi. It says that this Gemara is talking about a place where people were wearing a bag of Abdallah Kanfis, and this person did not wear a bag of Abdallah Kanfis, so he was sort of going out of his way of not doing this like everybody else. So that was what was inappropriate. So if a person, some people wash, some people don't wash. See, even if I'm sort of avoiding it, maybe the concept of the Gemara of the punishment within the Rizqa doesn't apply according to the Beis Halevi. This Mishnah Berurah discusses other mitzvahs the person avoids doing Birchus Kohanim. A kohen who avoids doing Birchus Kohanim, he would be punished within the Rizqa. So it's not specifically the mitzvah tzitzis. So we see that he does apply this concept of eating the Rizqa to other mitzvahs as well. The Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva The Sefer of Shomer Mitzvah suggests that the Rebbe Yonah and Shabbat Shuba would seem to support this concept that any mitzvah, let's say, where a person has an opportunity to do that and doesn't do it, a person would be punished, beaten at the Rizcha. However, he brings from the Sefer Eshel Avram, the Butcher Sherov, that he says that we're talking about mitzvahs. If you don't do it now, you're going to lose the opportunity. Rav Ketina was always wearing begadim, which were not chayiv and tzitzis. A person benches every Shabbos. A person washes and eats bread during Shabbos. A person benches in other scenarios. So the fact that this meal, a person does not wash and bench, would not go into the concept of eating the rizcha. Since there are many other opportunities a person will have to be able to do the mitzvah, so he would not necessarily be faulted. So there is an argument that a person who specifically avoids the opportunity to bench just because he finds benching to be a tircha, would be inappropriate, and what person would be punished. Let's say a scenario, a person avoids benching because they're concerned they're not going to bench with kavana. Not because they want to avoid the mitzvah, they just feel they're not going to do it in a way which is appropriate. And that's worse maybe than benching, saying Hashem's name inappropriately without kavanah, etc. So they're avoiding it because they're concerned about doing it properly. Clearly that would not go into this concern. But a person just avoiding benching because of the tircha involved in benching, we seem to have a machloek as whether this concept of eating the risk applies. There's obviously what to argue that it doesn't apply. It's not a chiyuv gomer either way, but it's something to think about. A person should take that into consideration the next time they think about avoiding washing because they don't like the tircha benching. Have a good day.